Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
You start. No, you go. You start.
All right, let's go. Episode 37.
There we go.
Happy February.
Right? Gosh, was January not the longest month ever?
It was forever. February is going to be a little bit longer than normal, too, because it's leap year.
Oh, nice. Anyway, all right, so big news of the week. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill has opened.
Finally.
Yeah.
They've been very successful so far. Saw some pictures of a very crowded establishment, some great-looking food, a lot of positive comments. The place looks fantastic. Pool tables, electronic and regular dart boards, golden tea.
36 beers on tap.
Woohoo. That's enough to make a decision.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. So congratulations to them and the remodel. And
check it out.
Look forward to good things from them. Yeah, go check them out. Exactly. So one opens and another one dies.
Right. KFC number one or two or the one on Pearl Road.
Yeah, they just put all that work into it and then COVID hit and just couldn't put the life back into it. And some people said they were out of stuff a lot. And so we'll see what becomes of that building.
Yeah. The guy wrote, "It died like it lived. Lights on and nobody's home."
that's perfect, actually.
So Brunswick.
A truer post has never been made.
I don't, you know, we're supposed to have two of everything. You know, we have two water towers, so we have the curse of two. Now we only have one KFC, so KFC needs to get on the program. Don't worry.
What would you like to see there?
There was a lot of comments. What would I like to see there? You know, I'd like to see rallies or Panda Express or Popeyes or
Panda Express.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
But I don't have to wish. I know. Plans last night were submitted at the planning commission meeting for the city to put a new drive-through restaurant next to Wendy's in the Marks Plaza. Checking out the papers, it appears that that's going to be a Panda Express.
You heard it here.
One drive-through dies, another one opens.
Right. Exactly. So I don't know what they could do with this one. Maybe put a Popeyes in or something like that. But in the meantime, we'll look forward to Panda Express starting their build over there next to Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. Something will go into KFC over the next couple of years, I'm sure. It won't stay empty for long. Sure.
Part of your Pearl Road corridor build.
It's happening. It's happening. The rejuvenation of Pearl Road.
Right, hey, let's stay with Donut
Land. Donut Land is closing. And
stop it.
How do you say that word? What word? How do you say that? Punchki?
Punchki.
Punchki? Punchki? Which one is it?
Punchki. I don't know.
It's a lot of arguments.
Call us up
that.
And tell us. Call in and tell us.
But Donut Land is not actually closing, but they are going to stop serving donuts and fancies during a couple days of their Punchki week. So Punchki sales starts February 8th and goes through February 14th. And then on 2 days, Monday the 12th and, of course, Fat Tuesday, they won't be selling any donuts or fancies. It will be Punchki's only. So those things are
delicious.
Yeah,
and please don't go in there and want 20 dozen and then complain because it's not ready.
You ran out of caramel cinnamon apple, and that's the only one of the 43 flavors you had that I wanted.
Hashtag one coupon only. No, no coupons on the Punchki.
So,
all right. Anyway,
be warned.
All right. Are we still talking about food? What's this next one about?
Do you follow Thirsty's drive-through? The drive-through.
I do.
South of
they
Laurel.
They have some really creative posts.
Man,
he's doing a great job.
I don't know
that.
Who's doing that, but he is on my humor level, or she. every single right. post, I think it's hilarious. So follow Thirsty's drive-through if you want to laugh.
Anyway, what else we got?
The city of Brunswick, during their city council meeting, the city manager spoke about door-to-door soliciting. And we've had a lot of posts about this too, where people are coming to residents' doors and they don't have badges. Sometimes they're afraid to open it. Under what circumstances are they allowed to solicit? And he spelled it out clearly. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Mr. Vice Mayor.
I say very briefly for the, based upon the city manager's report, I've had a number of residents call me about solicitors coming to the door. And I know that this council and prior councils have taken a lot of effort to putting into, if someone's soliciting to your door, they have to have a license through the city of Brunswick. You can't just come and solicit. And I guess my question is, for the city manager, when somebody has somebody coming to their door who is claiming to be a solicitor and they do not have a permit or they do not show you a permit and that's not allowed in Brunswick, what's the next step for that resident?
The next step, sir, is contact the Division of Police at 330-225-9111. Give your location, a callback number in case you get disconnected, and description of the bad guy. Describe Brian Lissick if and direction of travel when they leave. If they leave in a motor vehicle, try to get their license plate. Any descriptors that would help identify and chase down so the police could put the habeas gravis on them. That's a technical Latin term for put them under arrest. And we can either cite them, or it's a fourth degree misdemeanor. If it's somebody from out of town, we can bring them in and make them post bond so they can come to mayor's court later. And all solicitor's license are issued through the city manager's office. The solicitor's license or permits are good for 90 days, and all of them are listed on the city's website. Not everybody can check the website, but they also have to have that permit with them and provide proof that they have one when they come to your residence.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So, like he said, they have to have a permit. They could be fined, but even if you don't have a sign up, you could call non-emergency police. Just have it checked out because you don't know who these people are. Right now, only three companies have permits: IGS Energy, Renewal by Anderson, and Spectrum. Actually, I had a Spectrum person show up at my door last week, so they are definitely out and about.
Good stuff.
This is kind of exciting.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Not anything I would partake in, but hey, you guys have at it. Mm-hmm. I know your wife will probably do it, right?
Probably. She likes runs.
So the Medina County Parks have approved a 24-hour race to be held at Brunswick Lake, and it will be, the course is closed 1 mile paved loop.
Mm-hmm. Goes all the way around.
When is it? Yeah, that's a loop. Yeah, all the way around.
So September 14th and 15th.
Thank you. I couldn't find the date. Oh, it's right at the top. Duh. So that's something different. We've been, I don't know if you guys know that, I do know just from putting one together, that we have like a ton of 5Ks, I guess, in the Brunswick area. So this is something different.
Yeah.
So,
and if you're interested, you can search for it. NEO24 is the name.
Yeah, great.
If you want to run for 24 hours, I guess that's a pretty intense race, but looking at it, there's already a lot.
I can run my mouth for 24 hours, but not, you know.
There's already a lot of interest in it. We're looking for a new location. This seems to be
I'm laughing because I'm like talking over you again. I'm like,
we need a red light. Yeah, a talking exactly. Stick.
Just mute me every time. Anyway. This is, I think we're going to see more and more, but the solar eclipse is coming up in April 8th. Mm-hmm. And people are having parties and doing this and doing that. And Hope Church in Brunswick is giving out free solar eclipse glasses. So you protect your eyes. To get a pair, just go to their website, hopebrunswick.org, and you can order them there and get ready. Yeah. Monday, April 8th. And it just happens the kids are off that day.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all the posts we had. Pretty mild week, right?
Yeah.
So let's take a break.
We like a quiet week every once in a while.
It's relaxing. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about things to do in the 212. What's going on around? See you guys in a second.
Sometimes you can hear the side eye. Listen to it all at BrunswickGroupTherapy.com. We're back with some events. Things to do in the 212.
Like that, huh?
I do. Well, we got a luau party February 24th. You can wear your grass skirts and there's live music, open bar.
Just
$40 per person.
Visual of you with coconut bra on and grass skirt and I don't know.
Maybe a pina colada, anyway. But I don't know about a coconut bra.
Anyway, that's at the Draft House February 24th.
Yeah, all-inclusive food and drink with Island Troy, 8 to 11 p.m.
We keep Island Troy busy around here, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to listen to.
So this one sounds like fun, and we're jumping all around on the calendar, so try and keep up. But this coming up Tuesday is a mom-friend speed dating style. So let's just clarify here. We're not hooking up the moms. It's for moms to find new friends with similar interests. Kids of the same age, hobbies, whatever. That's going to be at the Tangled Vine Tuesday the 6th at 6 o'clock. So if you're interested in doing something like that, head over to their Facebook page and register to sign up so they know how many are coming. That sounds actually not bad.
What's for the dudes? Come on. Just mom and me? Mom speed dating? Oh.
It's just mom right now.
I forgot to.
Maybe they'll come up with a dude.
We haven't.
Dudes and brews.
We haven't talked about Brunswick's Thirsty Third Thursday
meeting group.
Yeah, we're doing it. I mean, we had one. We had one last month, so we're going to have one this month on the third Thursday. Time and location TBD, but okay. I had fun on the last one. I think this one will also be at Ignite because I like the German brew house style tables. You know,
the setup, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of room for people to gather around, and sitting down next to somebody isn't the weirdest thing in the world there. Yeah, so I think we'll probably do it there again until we get a good sized crowd or an invite from somewhere else. But I like Ignite. And last time they had race cars. They had a track set up and RC cars, and it was free to play. That's put on by NEO Sports. It was a lot of fun. They actually have steering wheels and forward and reverse. It was legit good time.
And I saw that you took at least one of your daughters, so it is a kind of a family-friendly evening.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So come one, come all. Watch for Lucas's announcement on the next one.
Yeah, that was fun. Meeting some new people.
Good.
Talking to some old
speaking
friends.
Well, speaking of brews and dudes, Hoppy Dude Brews in Hinckley is going to have a chili cook-off Sunday, February 18th from 2 to 5. Do you think you make the best chili in town?
It's pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know if the best, well, but the thing about chili is everybody's is different, and some people like it one way, some people like it the other. It really comes down to who the judges are, but can you make the best chili that appeases to the most people?
Entry fee is $10 and includes a people's choice ballot. Maybe you burn water when you try and cook, it says, but $5 gets you people's choice ballot so you can judge the competition. So first and second place prizes, so sign up today at the brewery or send your information to info@hoppydudebrews.com.
And if you haven't tried their beer, it's very good, so it's worth the trip for that. Well,
that might be another one of your Thursday night Thursday thing. So we're going to slow it down a little bit and look at Grace and Gratitude Yoga. Their February schedule has been posted. So if you're interested in something like that, you don't have to crawl around on the floor either. They also do chair yoga and stuff like that. So check them out. Mark your calendars too for Sunday Sound Bath with Karen. It's on this Sunday, actually, at 6 o'clock, and Yoga and Wine on the 23rd at 6. Now, if that's not a way to get me there, I think that would do it. And if you haven't experienced the sound bath, I actually have. And you don't have to get into a bathing suit. It's not like that. It's purely relaxation. Highly recommend it. Highly, highly recommend it. So again, Grace and Gratitude Yoga. Check out their Facebook page and everything that they've got listed for February and give them a try.
Very cool. They're adding new classes. They just recently opened, in December?
Recently.
Starting to fill up with events. So
good. Love that.
Good stuff. I want to remind everybody about the After Prom Yeti fundraiser. Tickets are $10. You can search in the group Brunswick After Prom and help fundraise. It's the main source for their entire event to help them with prizes and all the stuff needed. First, second, third, fourth, and fifth prize. First prize is valued at $450 plus extras. So if you have $10 laying around, this is a great fundraiser and a way to give. And
we're going to keep reminding you guys of the Veterans Among Us second photo shoot and interview. They're looking to speak to veterans. It's a way to honor them of all ages and all branches living in Medina County. Contact them at 330-722-9368 or email veterans@medinacountyveterans.org.
Yeah,
they're going to put something together, right?
Yep. They want to hear your story. And
There's actually a published author and photographer who lives in Medina. His name's Chad Wise. So he is putting together this project and wants to hear from Medina County veterans of all ages. And I think that's it.
That's it. And
that's an easy week.
Yeah.
Whew.
Happy February.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Be good. Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.